Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Wa atubu ilayhi, waslu tawbatan wal maghfirata wa hidayata innahu at-tawwabur rahim. Wa'fu anna ya kareem, wa'fu anna ya kareem, wa'fu anna ya kareem. وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَنُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكُ يَا قُدُّوسُ يَا حَفِيظُ يَا اللَّهُ أَلَهُ يَا اللَّهُ أَلَهُ يَا اللَّهُ الظَّاهِرُ يَا اللَّهُ الْبَاطِنُ يَا اللَّهُ خَيْرُهُ وَشَرُّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evvelina ve Ahirin. İşvelena ya Şefi'el Müzidin. Bir rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Allah-u Teala fi kitab-ı aziz. Evzü billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اِنَّ الَّذ۪ينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا صَالِحَاتِ وَاَحْبَتُوا اِلٰى رَبِّهِمْ اُولَٰئِكَ اَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا حَالِدُونَ صَدَقَ اللّٰهُ الْعَظ۪يمُ Allah-u Teala sizinle Kur'an-ı Kerim surely those who believe and do good and humble themselves before their Lord are the inhabitants of paradise. There they will abide. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Men from the beginning of time believed in something. Thousands and thousands of years ago, when our ancestors living in the caves made incredibly realistic images of the animals that they have hunted in the depths of their caves. That was the source of life for them. That is, in what they believed. And later, when the mystery of man's coming into this world came to be realized by them, the birth they have made the woman a goddess. And because there are certain changes in women during pregnancy which depends on they fed to the moon, so they started adoring the moon as God. And finally, when men started doing architecture and growing things, they saw the influence of water and of sun in the growth of things in ancient Egypt 4,000 to 5,000 years ago. And then they started adoring the water and the sun. About the same time, we have Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, who too, when he was a child, he looked at the moon and he thought that was God. But when the day came and the sun came and the moon disappeared, he thought maybe the sun was the God. But when the sun also disappeared, he said, that which disappears cannot be God. And that was the beginning of the monotheistic religion. So, believing in one God, which is not material, it is neither the sun, nor the moon, nor the woman, nor the Nile, something which is the creator of all, which is the owner of all, something which is invisible. Started well far in the history of man, 4,000 years ago with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and 1,500 years ago with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and with 21,000 years ago, 2,100 years ago, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and finally the last and the seal of prophethood, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our prophet. One cannot know what is real, what is unreal, what is right, what is wrong, unless one believes in something. Now, the culture in which we believe, although we may call ourselves Christians and Jews and Muslims, there is another God. And that other God started in Greece, 5th century BC. At the time of Pericles in the city of Athens, with thinkers such as Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. We think today that it is them who made man as God, because we see the statues of male and female, and sometimes, strangely enough, nude, which we say they worshipped as pagan god, the pagan god. But that is not exactly true. Those who study Greek civilization, Greek philosophy, Greek thought, find that they did not think, neither Venus or Zeus as God, nor human being. They thought that thought was God, intelligence was God. They called it Logos, because intelligence manifested itself in the humankind, so they put the human image representing not the human being, but what was holy in the human being, which was the intelligence. Now this is very important, Ibadullah, to know, because we too believe that the first creation of Allah Ta'ala was Aqlakul, the total mind, and everything else is created from that. So they are one step closer to monotheistic religion. Now what happened though later, when the Romans took over the Greek ideas, and finally in 14th, 15th century in Europe, when mostly in Italy, there was this movement which we call today Renaissance. Renaissance is rebirth of Greek ideas. It really was the falsification of Greek ideas. So it was in Renaissance in 15th century, this great philosophy of adoring the mankind and thinking that we are the best, that we know best, that we decide everything, that we are the masters of our own destiny, which still the whole Western world, and with the influence of the Western world, even us Muslims are infected with what is called so nicely humanism. Meaning, we indeed the best creation of Allah Ta'ala, we start thinking of ourselves as God. We start thinking that we make our own life, that we are able to do anything what we wish, and we are recently trying to recreate life. Except Allah Ta'ala has created everything from nothing. But taking lessons, what we see from what Allah Ta'ala did, we do things from what Allah Ta'ala has made us available in materials and in intelligence. Now this said, the ordinary man, which I have described, who is self-centered, who thinks he's a big shot, has certain unusual, extraordinary, out of the ordinary, out of the normal things happening in their life. Birth is important. Starting the education is such an occasion. Finishing such an education is an occasion. Finding a work for oneself where we make our livelihood is an occasion. To marry, to love someone, to start living with someone is an occasion. To have children of one's own is an occasion. We have all experienced these special, extraordinary things in our lives, and we have to admit how important it is in our life. Now there is also a spiritual life which we here as Muslims and believers. Now those occasions which I have enumerated also is celebrated in our religious life. But there are other occasions which Allah Ta'ala in His generosity and in His mercy has made for mankind, especially for those who believe. There are certain times and certain places and certain occasions. If we are heedful, and if we are not lazy, that we are ready to make some effort. that we could experience an explosive, a huge response to our efforts in our religion. And now, the month of Rajab is one of those times, is fast. And the month of Shaban has started. There have been days like Laylay Ragaib, Laylay Miraj, which just passed, and there will be the Laylay Nafs Shaban, which will be soon there. And in our religion, we have given certain formula, certain things which we can do, and doing these certain things, we can profit immensely, either in this world or in the hereafter, by fasting, by doing extra prayers, or by simply contemplating. Is for those of you who have been to Hajj or Umrah, is a prayer done in Medina Munawwara in the Rawza, or Makkah Mukarrama in the Kaaba, the same thing as we are going to do in a few minutes here? Is it? Certainly not. So, but those things have been given to us. Now the interesting thing though, that Allah Ta'ala, for purposes of His own, has also hidden some special times and special occasions. For instance, in the Friday prayer, there is a time which we believe in, whereby your prayers would be accepted. Except that time has not been told to us. During the prayers of the daytime, there is one prayer, and some believe it is the afternoon prayer, because Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it as the middle prayer, during which time the prayers are accepted. Laylatul Qadr, which Allah Ta'ala says is worth 1,000 months, where the prayers are accepted, is also hidden. We really don't know when it is. In the old days, there was a nice devout farmer. Like every good Muslim, he realized that soon he was going to die. And he had 3 lazy sons. He called the 3 lazy sons and he said, "Sons, I am about to leave this world soon. I don't have much to leave to you. But do you see this piece of land here?" He said, "Well, in this piece of land, there is a treasure somewhere hidden in this piece of land." "Father, yeah, but I mean, the garden is quite big, no? Can you tell us where it is?" "Ah, son, I didn't put that treasure in that piece of land." He said, "Somebody else did, but I am sure that there is a big treasure in this piece of land there." And soon the man passed away, and as soon as he passed away, the 3 boys, lazy boys, you know, they grabbed their shovels and their picks, and they started digging the piece of land. They dug and dug and dug, and redug the place was so nice and fluffy, the earth, which they have never seen the earth like that before, they have found nothing. They were very disillusioned. Then the most intelligent of the three sons said to the other two, he said, look, I mean, we went all through that trouble. You know, we didn't find any treasure, but why don't we plant something? Look at this incredibly beautiful earth, beautifully dug. Huh? And they indeed planted something nice. An incredible harvest came out of it. And then they understood. What their father has meant. He who seeks certainly finds. But in what form and shape we do not know. There is a treasure in our lives. And we, lazy that we are, we have to work hard to find that treasure. And like those three lazy sons did, maybe it will not be gold and jewels, but the means itself will be the treasure itself. But when Allah Ta'ala precisely tells us there is a treasure in that piece of land during the 3 months before the Ramadan, that we shouldn't be too lazy sitting 1 hour behind, that we should make an effort to find that treasure. Ya Rabbi. Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad.
Amen.
Have mercy on all Muslims.
Amen.
And all humankind.
Amen.
Ya Rab, keep us on the straight path.
Amen.
Keep us the truth of Islam.
Amen.
And bless us with the adab of Muhammadi and adab of Quran al-Kareem.
Amen.
So that perchance that we may be a little bit worthy for the shafa'at of Muhammadi.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, we count on your mercy.
Amen.
We count on the shafa'at of the one who you have sent as rahmatan lil alameen, with Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rab, we have tyrannized ourselves, we have sinned. But your mercy far surpasses your anger. Ya Rab, bless us with the shafa'at of Muhammad and with the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Ameen. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله لتعاتك إجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.